AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Luigi Mangione was in court in New York.
Luigi, how you feeling?
The judge in the state case dismissing terrorism charges against Mangione, charged with killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson on a city street in December, but keeping the state's second-degree murder charges, which carries a 15-year-to-life sentence. The judge said that while there is no doubt the killing was not ordinary street crime, New York law doesn't consider something terrorism simply because it was motivated by ideology. Mangione's lawyers are arguing the New York case and a parallel federal death penalty prosecution amounts to double jeopardy, but the judge rejecting that, saying it's premature. Mangione's next court date is December 1st, days before he's due in court in the federal case. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
His publicist says Robert Redford died at his home in Utah. He was 89. He created some of the best loved characters on the screen in The Way We Were, The Natural, All the President's Men, and other movies. Redford did play a villain in two Marvel movies.
Anyone gets in my way, they're going to regret it.
Robert Redford told the AP in 2003 he wasn't always a hero on screen.
Sometimes those characters, if you look carefully, are not lily white. They just maybe come off that way. I don't know that there's any such thing as a pure hero. Even if you can look at all the great heroes of our time, Gandhi and all people like that, you usually find there's some darker side to them.
Robert Redford also won an Oscar for Best Director. The Federal Reserve began a key meeting on interest rates with Lisa Cook there, an official the White House targeted for removal. President Trump wants Chair Jerome Powell to cut interest rates.
They should listen to smart people like me. I think I have a better instinct than him. If you look, all the economists got it wrong. I got it right, along with one other people out of 100.
The government says retail sales rose last month, even as tariffs hurt jobs and led to higher prices. This is AP News. A UN commission of inquiry is accusing Israel of genocide in Gaza.
As we continue to witness the destruction of Palestinians in Gaza, the commission finds it is genocide.
That's former UN Rights Chief Navi Pillay. She headed a team of independent experts commissioned by the United Nations Human Rights Council that's found Israel has committed four of the five genocidal acts defined under the 1948 Genocide Convention.
President Isaac Herzog, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and then Defense Minister Yoav Gallant had incited the commission of genocide.
Israel called the report distorted and false. I'm Ben Thomas.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says he's going to run for a third term. If elected, Walz would become the longest-serving governor in a state where voters usually say two terms are enough. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.